This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we are joined by Taya from Hillsong. That's how you probably know her. And she has a new album out called Taya.
Yes.
Now, either somebody really loves themselves, or you were advised to call it Taya. Like, because, true story.
Yes.
The Wally Show, I did not want to call it The Wally Show.
Oh.
I did not.
Kindred spirits.
I did not. I really didn't. I want to call it anything but that. But a boss was like, no, like, you're the brand. We need to call it this. So did somebody tell you, hey, we really should call it Taya for the first one out?
Well, to be honest, kind of became apparent that this was going to be the easiest way to identify that I'm doing something new, because I've been traveling with 9.5 years with United, and I'm still a part of Hillsong United.
Right.
But this is a completely new direction, because this is my own expression of who Jesus is to me, and it kind of felt like the quickest, easiest way to go, this is the direction I'm heading. This is my words, my melodies for the first time.
Okay, now for the first time. See, that's the thing. You have that safety net with Hillsong United for 9.5 years. So when you step out and do your own thing, describe the terror.
Oh, well, I sung a song about it 9.5 years ago when I was first stepping out, you know, onto platforms and stages and arenas that I felt underqualified for. And like, Lord, what are you letting me do? And you know who I am. Am I really meant to be the person? And that was Oceans with United.
Oh, such a good song.
And, yeah, and like, and still, and I can say that because I didn't write it.
But you killed it in performance.
Because
like, here's an example. Great song, Spirit Lead Me.
Where my trust is without borders.
Exactly. So if someone goes like...
Thank goodness I knew it.
Yeah, thank you. But if someone goes, Spirit lead me where my trust is without borders. Oh, we harmonized there.
I got you.
But like me, like people go, that is the worst song ever written.
Oh.
But when you do it, see, the performance makes people go, loving that. So don't discredit yourself.
You're very kind. You're very kind. It just felt like a gift, and it was going to become a song that I would need the reminder every night that we got to be out there, that this is a God thing and that I need to trust him. And you know, I'm singing a song that talks about trusting him where I have nothing else to lean on and I'm just meant to keep my eyes on Jesus. So it's kind of cool that that is the basis and the foundation, which I believe God always uses past seasons and past things we go through to the glory of his name and in his kindness to help us as foundation for the next season. And so I just love that that was the basis for then going, you know what? I'm just going to step out and trust that you're going to meet me there.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, if he calls you, he's going to equip you.
Exactly.
You know, like, I think that's probably on a pillow somewhere or a bumper sticker. But, like, I really do believe that. I don't think he calls you to something big and then goes, oh, let's see how this goes.
Yeah, which, like, he doesn't set out this amazing plan and purpose for your life, like you said, and then peace out and say, I'll see you at the end. And then I'll give you a grade of how you do.
So we got more with Taya coming up here. She's going to hang out with us. And if you ever miss any part of it or you want to go back and revisit it, we always shoot videos of this stuff. And you just need to text the word Taya, T-A-Y-A, that's Taya, to 91979, and we will send you a link. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We have Taya from Hillsong United on, who actually has her own solo project out now called Taya, with songs like this. So I'm curious, Taya, how will this sound different from a Hillsong album?
Well, it's different because it's... Firstly, like, they're my words. I have been so blessed to be able to steward songs other people have written. And so, one, I just think, yeah, you're going to hear my own, I think my own journey with Jesus, because I had 7 years worth of journals, 7 years worth of devotional time, 7 years, I call it JC time, my JC time, which is Jesus Christ time.
Thanks for clearing that up. I wasn't confused for the record. She's like, I think I need to explain this
Jesus
to him.
Yes,
Jesus. I'm with Wally.
I'm glad that you specified it.
Yeah.
Now, I was doing a little bit of research on your Instagram, and it looks like you were recording this mm-hmm. album during the 2020 COVID season.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like? How different was that, having to make that work?
And singing through a mask could not have been easy.
Well, I was at home, so I was like, it's a wild thing, because at the end of 2019, I was chatting with, you know, a few of my like United brothers, even though they had never heard my songs, like truly. Like Joel was always like, I know you've got songs, I know you've got melodies, and I'm just waiting for the day when it happens. He wouldn't force it. And I remember he said in 2019, like, you know, we'll make space in early 2020. That's when we're at the Tay album. And I'm just like,
he wasn't firing you, was he?
No.
Okay, because I've been trying to make space for Betty for years, and she keeps coming back.
This is a word for you.
Exactly. I'm freeing up your future to follow the Lord's call.
Exactly. Listen, you got this, God. You got this. And so he was just being so kind and encouraging. I sent him a song that I'd written, you know, 7 years prior to that. And then just to be like, don't sugarcoat it. Tell me, can I do this? And he wrote back straight away, and he's like, this is awesome. I knew. Yes, great.
Nice.
So he's like, set it in stone. Great. First 6 months, 2020.
Yeah.
He's like, we're going to go to Nashville, because that's what you do when you're trying to write music. LA, we're going to go to London, like crazy big plans. And then the world shut down.
Yeah.
So then it's like, okay.
So let me ask you this. That happens, and you're like, all right, God, this is your plan. I know everything's fallen mm-hmm. in line. And then the world shuts down. And so then do you internalize that and go, Lord, did you shut down the world so that I wouldn't do a solo album? You know, like that's pretty drastic. Like,
yes.
But it's easy to read mm-hmm. into things, and we think we know God's mind and his will. But was there a moment where you're like, well, I guess I'm not supposed to do this now?
I think, I mean, again, having people around you that, they're just like, okay, we're going to pivot. You're going to just start writing on Zoom. And of course, God would then allow me to be in my home, the place that I feel the most comfort. Mm. So I'm writing on like a piano that my husband gave me when I was 30. And it was our first year of marriage. And, you know, what a gift. I'm like, oh gosh, I don't know how I'm going to step this up for your birthday. But he said, this is a piano. I know that you played when you were younger. I know that you played just before you moved and you haven't had a piano since. He said, I'm buying you this piano with no strings attached, but I know that this is going to deepen your relationship with Jesus, and that's why I'm giving it to you.
How many points did he get for that? Because it seems like a big point move.
Well, I mean, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Like, you know,
yeah, that's
what
a lesson to everybody. Find out what she really likes and give it to her. That's crazy.
Secret to marriage right there. Okay, so now there is the elephant in the room of the Netflix documentary about Hillsong United, which is not super flattering, and I feel like I have to address that with you, Taya, and we'll do that in 10 minutes here. And also, too, if you miss any part of our conversations, you can just text the word Taya, T-A-Y-A, to 91979, and we will send you a link. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we have Taya from Hillsong United, who has an album out simply called Taya. Now, I feel like I have to ask you about the, please follow me here, the unflattering documentary that was done by Netflix about some of the problems inside of Hillsong Church, and which didn't really hurt Hillsong music because it was so focused on the church. So I am curious, though, did you watch the documentary, or did you purposely stay away from it because it was too close to home and you kind of know people that were involved?
I had friends who did watch it.
Right.
I didn't. When all of this is being kind of released into the world and things are coming to light publicly for the first time, and for a lot of us, even in the global team, we're just like finding this out in real time, I was releasing my album the same day that this broke.
Oh, really?
Was the same day that my first single came out.
Oh, no.
Which, but like, talk about timing. Like,
yeah. Well, could it be good then?
Well, that's the thing. I was like, God, you knew that we had planned this. We had said yes to these dates. And this had been set in stone for like a couple of months. And so obviously in the moment, I'm like, God, what are you doing? Because like our whole world has been kind of like blown apart and like shattered and just grieved. One at like people that you've done life with, disappointment, shame, but also like for people as well. Your heart, you still love people.
Yeah, because they're your people.
Exactly, and you're devastated. Yeah. It's so many emotions. But then also devastated that people haven't been treated the way that God says we're meant to treat people, and it's changed people's view of God, which that breaks my heart.
See, this is where I'm getting to this, okay? Because the thing of it is, I'm never shocked by people who fall, because we're fallible, we all make mistakes, and we have different levels that we fall, we all have different sins we struggle with. So like when I look at something like that or whatever's in there, I'm like, all right, I get it. But there are some people this undoes, because what happens is they attribute the man's sin to God and go, well, I can't trust God if I can't trust this person. And so as somebody that was kind of in this world, you know, and is in ministry for people, what do you say to people that look at a documentary like this, or just look at the church in general, and they're like, I can't trust it ever again? Like, because you have this really kind heart and this kind soul, and you feel
deeply
humility in God in you, you know, and then it comes out. And so I'm curious, like, what you would tell somebody that's struggled through church hurt, if you will.
Yeah, what I've found, if for anyone that's perhaps been hurt by church, I would apologize and say, I'm sorry that on behalf of all the pastors and all the people who have stuffed up and perhaps treated you in a way that was not godly and was not the way of Jesus, I'm sorry. And if you would place your trust in Jesus, I promise He is perfect. He's the head of the church, and He has not failed you, and He will not fail you. And as if we do this journey together, I promise there will be reconciliation and healing like only God can, and that's our prayer.
And that's what we should all aspire to, you know, too. So, okay, we got more with Taya. And again, if you miss any of this stuff, anytime we do interviews, we shoot video of it and stuff. And so if you miss any of it and you're like, oh, I want to go back, I want to share that with somebody I know who has been hurt by the church, they need to hear that. Just please text the word Taya, T-A-Y-A, that's Taya, T-A-Y-A, to 91979, and we will send you a link. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And we have Taya on from Hillsong United. And she has her own project out now called Taya. And we were talking about the Netflix negative documentary about Hillsong Church and how people, you know, need help to get past some church hurt. And it turns out, though, that your family is no stranger to this, right, Taya?
When I was younger, we got to be part of this really lovely church. But it was at that church that, unfortunately, if you stick around in church long enough, you're going to be offended. You're going to be hurt. Like, it's just, unfortunately, because the church is made up of people, and people aren't perfect, and they're not Jesus. And so out of that church scenario, my parents left, and of course, were deeply hurt. My mom's back in church now. My dad still isn't. And I've had to reconcile, because it's like the person who told me about Jesus, the person who told me about being planted within a house and what it looks like, and showed me like I would, you know, see him every Sunday morning. Well, I get emotional at that, with the Bible open and just preparing. And I'd always see the little giving slip, and he was always faithfully writing it out. You know, I saw the faithfulness every week.
He modeled all of that for you.
Modeled all of that to then walk away. You know, I had to take that to the Lord many different times. And there were times when, you know, he said he would come to see me sing. And I was immature and young. And I was like, I'm so frustrated, because I'm like, Dad, you know, this isn't performing. I am singing to Jesus, and it's worship. I don't want you to come to see me sing. I want you to come to meet with God, because, you know, that's what I'm doing, meeting with him just publicly and inviting people in. And then he was like, well, I'm not coming there. Like, and I realized in my immaturity, do whatever I can to get in there, because the presence of God, you can't be in the presence of God and not have some things, like, you know, in Psalms it says the mountains melt like wax in the presence of our God. So of course he can totally do whatever he wants to do in any heart. And I've watched the journey, and God is so kind and redemptive, and I know that he has a love story going on with my dad. Who knows how long it takes, but I have just even seen in the last little while just openness and just confession and the words that he says in certain little things. And he'll still pray sometimes, you know, before we eat a meal together. Yeah. And I'm like, Lord, I know you're doing it, and I know it's in your timing, and I trust you with my father.
If I could tell you something about your dad, not knowing him at all, but understanding him, I understand a thing about human nature, and I understand a thing or two about battles with God myself. And so even though your dad might be wrestling through some stuff that is his own hang up with God, I guarantee you guarantee you he is beyond proud of you and that he's proud of what you've become. Even if he doesn't subscribe to it in the way that you do in this moment, I guarantee you, because I know I've had my battles, and I love when I see my daughter living her faith out. And there comes a time, and his time will come, but just take that and know that I guarantee you he's beyond proud of you. So
that's very kind. My eyes have just watered.
Mine
this
too.
Doesn't really happen during a Wally Show interview.
Oh, not typically.
This is brand new.
I will say there's a sweet thing that happened only like 2 years ago on a FaceTime. My dad actually did say that. He's like, "We're actually really proud of you." And I'm just like, that's kind.
That's it. Well, yeah. I think if I talk anymore, I'm going to say something stupid and undo all this. So we'll just end this bad boy here with Taya.
I can't really see everyone.
Me either, ironically. Oh, okay. Like, Betty Rock's even got tears, and she's soulless. Soulless.
All right. If you ever want to see any of our interviews, you miss any of them, you want to share them, just text the word Taya here. T-A-Y-A. That's Taya. T-A-Y-A to 91979, and we will more than happily send you a link.
Here's Professor Wally with some exciting news.
Your education is the one thing that no one can take from you, and it's important now more than ever to make sure that you have what you need to remain competitive in a shifting economy. To help get you started, Colorado Christian University is offering you the chance to win a $10,000 or a $5,000 scholarship to Colorado Christian University online. You can even get a $1,000 scholarship just for entering. So how do they enter, Betty?
Just go to ccu.edu/wayfm and fill out a short form, and you're in. It's that easy.
Don't just dream about going back to school. Do it. Right now, you have a chance to win a $10,000 or a $5,000 scholarship to Colorado Christian University online.
And this opportunity will end on September 16th, so you don't want to miss out. Enter today by texting CCU to 91979. That's CCU to 91979. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
After 96 years of life, 96, the Queen Elizabeth passed away. With 70 years spent on the throne, she was the longest serving female lead of state in history, as well as the longest reigning British monarch ever.
That's a lot.
A long time on the throne. 70 years?
She's seen a lot.
Yeah.
For sure.
As a princess back in 1940, she was already showing leadership skills when she was given the opportunity to speak to the country through a radio address given to boost the morale of everyone during Nazi bombing raids.
"We know, every one of us, that in the end, all will be well. For God will care for us and give us victory and peace."
Oh my goodness, she sounds like a child.
She was,
like,
yeah.
How old was she, like 21 or something like that? Or?
Well, her dad was reigning at that time. He was the king. So she was only a princess.
Okay.
So he could have done it, but she did it instead.
Oh, wow.
And then that leadership continued through the decades, like in 2020 when she addressed the people again, but as queen, keeping things hopeful during the COVID pandemic.
"This time we join with all nations across the globe in a common endeavor, using the great advances of science and our instinctive compassion to heal."
So with her passing, her 73-year-old firstborn son, Prince Charles, once married to the late Princess Diana, he is now King Charles III, and his now wife, Camilla, takes the title of Queen Consort.
Consort, yeah, because she can't be considered queen. And so that was a title, I guess, that Queen Elizabeth insisted on just recently, actually.
Which I heard, so the day before her passing, she actually was up and about.
Yes,
like
it's
she
crazy.
Was doing her duty. And at 96 years old, I think that's a life well lived. When you're 96 and you haven't lost any of your mobility and your ability to communicate to others, that's amazing.
She was swearing in the new prime minister.
The day before?
Yeah, the day before. And she was there. And then that's why I was so surprised when I heard that she had passed. They said she went peacefully in her sleep, which is good.
Surrounded by her family as
well. Yeah, and that's good. We're going to talk about that later in the show about family, and because they've had a fractured family with the grandsons recently, you know, and the wives. Mm-hmm. And I definitely want to use this to have a conversation about how that looks in our lives as well. So we'll do that next hour. But thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And by now you've probably heard about the Queen's passing. And I know that the monarchy is something that a lot of people in the U.S. are fascinated by. It seems women especially. They love the princess and the fairy tale.
It's just, it's beautiful. And I love the whole family aspect. Like, it's a dynasty. It's just like, it keeps going. And I just think it's beautiful.
It's kind of like your dad, Danny Ray, having a table at catfish camp.
Right?
Like, it's your legacy, that, you know?
You're right, with our name written on it and everything.
So good, you know? it's exactly the same. But here's what I was struck by. You know, because this is a moment of sadness for the family, but the family has been fractured. You know, you've got Meghan Markle and Prince Harry having their battles with the crown and, like, leaving.
Yeah.
And then that caused a rift between him and his brother, Prince William. And so you see all of these problems happening. And then all of a sudden, the matriarch of the family passes away. Mm-hmm. And everybody gathers, mm-hmm. you know, and so they were all there and, you know, everyone had flown in. And you have to know and you have to believe and you have to hope that in times like that, people are more willing to set aside their differences in favor of family.
Well, it kind of changes your perspective on things. I'm like, what is important? Is it really important to get your point across and to win this argument?
Right.
Or is it just a live a life full of love and thankfulness for your family?
So here's what I'm curious about. Like, I'm curious for them. Did any of this, you know, where you sit back and you go, man, grandma, it's the queen, but to them it's grandma. Mm-hmm. Grandma would be really sad that she died and we hadn't put this to bed. Mm-hmm. Like, let's fix this, you mm-hmm. know? And so I'm curious for you and your family. Was there ever any moment of hardship? Maybe it was a death. Maybe it was something difficult, an illness or something that was really a bad thing in your family, but it ended up doing something good. It ended up bringing you maybe together and having a conversation that you know you needed to have, but hadn't yet, you mm-hmm. know? And so I'm just curious if that kind of is your story, you know, as I'm hoping it is for the Queen and her family as well. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show, and I'd love to get your stories on this right now. Have you ever had, like, a death in your family or something serious that ended up bringing you back and maybe bringing some healing?
So my mom actually passed in November of last year, and while we were there in the hospital with her in those final moments, it made us realize that it's not the end. We're going to see her again. And it actually got me and my wife to start going back to church and start talking to God a little bit more. It put my life in a lot of perspective.
That's interesting, because it wasn't necessarily like a feud in your family, but was your mom kind of like the matriarch, that godly mom that always wanted you guys in church?
Yes, she was.
Yeah. And so that's cool, though. It made you reflect and go, boy, this would honor my mom. And it's something that ultimately is good for you and your wife. It's going to strengthen your relationship. And do you have kids?
We've got our first one on the way.
Oh, man, congratulations. And that is, if you start setting that legacy for them now, you know, that, hey, we are a church family. We are a godly family. That's going to pay off for them in the long run, too. So, yeah, out of your mom's passing, something really good is coming, and I'm sure she would be beyond thrilled.
Yes, sir. And, you know, we'd like to honor her as much as we can.
Have you ever had someone pass away in a funeral or something really heavy in your family that led to something good?
Yeah, and I'm probably going to cry when I say this.
Okay, well, we've got tissues.
Me too. So my daughter passed away when she was 16 after sinus surgery. And lately, my family has just lost touch, blame everybody for everything kind of attitude. And I just found out that I get to meet the heart recipient next Saturday.
Oh, wow. That got your daughter's heart?
Yeah. And so my family's coming. This is just joy out of sadness. And the fact that she not only was able to save somebody's life, but she's saving our family at the same time.
Oh, wow. I really hope that's a great moment for you guys where, yeah, not only do you celebrate the life that she saved, you know, with this other family, but that it can bring healing for your family that's a little fractured right now. That would be a win-win-win. I'm sure that your daughter would be looking down and very pleased with that outcome.
I believe so, too. Yeah, she had a big heart, and who knew that that big heart that God gave her could be a blessing even in her death.
Have you ever had anything, Tammy, in your life that was really hard and not pleasant at all, but it ended up being something good for your family?
Yeah, my daughter was a drug addict. She was really bad to the point where at times I didn't know whether she was alive or dead. She was out on the streets, and I didn't have any way to contact her or find out where she was or what was going on. And it got to the point where I was waiting for the phone call, and the phone call was either going to be that she was in jail or she was dead.
Right.
And at that point, all I could do was pray. I had been out of church and away from God for a long time, but I still had belief in my heart, and I knew there was nothing I could do. All I could do was pray. And my prayer was answered, and that phone call came that she was in jail and not dead. But while in jail, she ended up spending a year there. But through a prison ministry, she found God and was saved while she was in jail. She got out and went through a couple of faith-based rehabilitation programs and came home after a year and a half and has been clean and sober for 6 years now.
Oh, wow.
And
that's huge.
We all go to church together, and it has just been that thing that catapulted us back to God.
A friend of mine came over to my house the other day with his 8-year-old and 5-year-old, and I blew their minds. Hey, it's Wally. I took a bunch of coins from our change jar and buried them in the backyard. We then used a metal detector to find buried treasure. I have never seen two kids freak out that much in their lives. They thought they found pirate treasure. Well, recently I went on my own treasure hunt, and I was just as excited. I talked to United Faith Mortgage about doing a cash-out refinance, and this is where you take some of the equity that's buried in your house, much like a pirate treasure chest, and you turn it into cash to use however you want. And with home prices being so high all across the country, you could have quite a little treasure on your hands. But the secret to any good treasure hunt is the map, and my friends at United Faith Mortgage know how to help you find the X that marks the spot. You could use your treasure to fix up your house, start a home business, pay off some bills, or have some cash for a rainy day. So talk to United Faith Mortgage to find your home's buried treasure. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
So, sadly, Queen Elizabeth II, the longest reigning monarch in British history, has passed away. She was 96 years old, and it was crazy because she had just done the swearing in of the new British Prime Minister the day before, and then I guess, I mean, she mustered up and stiff upper lip, as they say, and
right.
Got it done. Fulfilled her duties, and then she passed away quietly in her sleep with her family around her, which is great. But she reigned through 14 American presidents. Like, that is...
That's crazy.
I know, right? And just as many British prime ministers. They said she was a savvy stateswoman and a constant leader on the world stage. On her 21st birthday, she pledged to her subjects. That's so weird. Can you imagine being 21 and you have subjects?
No.
No. I didn't have anything figured out.
I shouldn't have that responsibility.
No, and she pledged to them that I declare before you that all my life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service.
Wow.
And it was a long life well lived and a promise she never forgot. The Queen was a Christian. You never fully know where people land in the mm-hmm. world stage and stuff like that. And different countries have different forms of organized religion. But they say she demonstrated how to keep one's Christian faith personal, private, inclusive, and compassionate while serving in a global public role under intense scrutiny from virtually every sector, which is very true. But the Queen's faith was more than just that product of polite deference to historical tradition. Throughout her reign, she actually articulated the importance of her faith and even recommended it to her subjects. She said, "For me, the teachings of Christ and my own personal accountability before God provide a framework in which I try to lead my life. I, like so many of you, have drawn great comfort in times in difficult times from Christ's words and examples. So that's pretty overt.
Well, and I think that, you know, her reputation speaks volumes,
right?
Because, you know, you said that she was in reign for 14 presidents.
Yeah.
And how many of those presidents can we say the same thing for?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So it's pretty impressive life well lived. Her eldest son, Charles, the Prince of Wales, will be succeeding her as king. His wife, Camilla, she will be the queen consort. But he cannot wear a crown. For at least a year. I know, but you got to wait a year
out of respect.
And then you have your coronation a year later. And then if Frozen has taught us nothing, Coronation Day is amazing. and so then he will be able to wear a crown after that.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
I am personally a fan of when restaurants or, you know, occasions you go to, maybe it's a, you know, a friend's dinner party, and they're throwing a themed food or a themed, you know, menu idea at you, and it's something that can be lighthearted and fun. But there was one restaurant that took a turn for a themed menu that I think was a little bit questionable,
okay,
to say the least. The theme was a 9/11 themed menu.
Okay, now.
No, there's never an okay.
Well,
now,
if it was, it, maybe if like 9/11 people, like first responders, owned it, then you go, okay.
And it was like honoring them in some way. Like, I think that that could be a good path towards this.
You gave a little bit of money from every purchase back to the 9/11 museum or the fund. Mm. Like, that could work, I think. It's kind of like if you are Jewish, you can tell a Jewish joke, whereas somebody else can't, kind of thing.
Sure.
And so if you're a first responder to 9/11, you could probably do this. Is what the menu items, were they like, oh, that like cringy, or were they okay?
I think that they're cringy, and online people are calling them out for it. This, you know, this restaurant, this clubhouse in Virginia. And I'm going to, you know,
okay,
name off a few of these menu items. 9/11 oysters.
What?
I don't, like, why?
I mean, are you getting 9 or 11 of them? You know, like, maybe the theming. But the two are just not connected.
Even that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing that? First responder flatbread.
Oh, they like alliteration.
I get the alliteration element of it. I still feel like that's a little bit weird.
Yeah.
I think this is where we get a little bit edgy on this Flight 93 redirect crab dip.
No!
Why would you do that?
No! Come on.
Freedom flounder. Pentagon pie.
Oh!
And 2977 chowder.
Okay, like that's way too far.
Yeah.
You know, 9/11 is what? It's coming up this weekend, and it's on its 21st anniversary, I believe, of it. And it's just, I mean, we still haven't fully, and we never should move on past it, you know, totally.
No.
It should always be something that we remember, that we revere, and that we respect the people that lost their lives and the men and women that lost theirs trying to save people as well. And I get honoring that in your vocation, but this one feels like it's capitalizing on not honoring. And that's kind of messed up.
And they did since pull the menu down.
That's
the manager
smart.
Apologized. He said his intention was to bring attention to that horrific day 21 years ago to honor those who lost so much as well as those who gave everything that day. But I don't know if just doing that, and maybe when people came in they would have had a moment to remember.
I don't know. Pentagon pie is a stretch, man.
That's a tough
one. That's a tough one. So, well, they did the right thing by pulling it down, at least, because I think it's important that we still make sure that we're, you know, taking that moment to reflect on and maybe toss a prayer up for the people that are still dealing with this years after it, you know, that lost somebody, you know, and this is a good moment this weekend to reflect on that for sure. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and every week we have Pastor Chad from the prayer wall at WayFM.com come in and kind of talk about some prayer requests that are showing up there and what's going on. And if you didn't know what that is, it's where you can post a prayer request and you can have people praying for you, and while you're there, you could actually pray for other people too. It's kind of a cool thing. And so, Pastor Chad, what do you got, man?
I love the brutal honesty when someone's in the midst of needing prayer and sharing their request on the prayer wall. Brett wrote in this. He said, I've been going through a time of depression, trial, and testing. I believe Jesus is shaping my character. Would you please pray for my endurance and patience, and that in the end, I'll be able to help others and understand more of what God wants? Thank you for your prayer. Thank you, prayer warriors, that my faith would not waver. Love you guys.
That's kind of a healthy way to look at going through trials.
Yeah.
Like from the jump there, because a lot of times we're like, what is God doing to me? And if you look at it from that perspective, it's more like, well, what is God going to do through me? How is he going to shape me in this time?
And I think anybody going through a trial, this is a great example that I have been ministered to while praying for other people on the prayer wall, because they're sharing stuff like this. And so in the midst of a trial, yeah, I'm able to read, oh, someone else is in the midst of a trial, and asking God to shape their character, their life. And it was even a reminder to me this week that, man, am I asking God? Am I going that length to say, God, I'm struggling right now, yeah, but don't just change the situation, but change me, change my heart.
I went through a bit of a trial this morning, and I did not rise to the occasion. My person who put my Dunkin' Donut in my bag, the chocolate ice donut, put it in face down. Who does that? Like, what evil, maniacal person puts a donut in face down in the bag?
Exactly.
And my reaction, thank you for
not
understanding.
Exactly.
No, let him understand. That's what he's a pastor.
You have one job. It's yeah, putting donuts in bags.
But my trial, I did not openly accept that trial as graciously as I should have. Yes. And I handled
and
it badly.
Still are ranting. It happened an hour ago.
It affected me. But in all seriousness, okay, like seriously, I am curious about what is that difficult thing more than a donut being put up, you know, in a bag upside down. That's mine. But like, what is that difficult thing that you feel God used to mold you? Mm. And it's never easy. You know, you look at Job. Oh my goodness gracious! Like that yeah, guy had some trials. But he found the character of God, and he found out like how strong his faith was as well. So I'd love to hear your story about that. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What's that really difficult thing that at the time maybe you didn't understand or like, but you see now how God used it to mold you? Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Carolyn, thank you so much for joining us. You know, and Pastor Chad's here from the prayer wall, and he was talking about a request on there. Somebody that had kind of a healthy look at their trial saying, you know, I know I'm going through these things and God's using it to shape me. So have you ever had that thing that maybe later you saw God was using to mold you, even though it wasn't fun at the time?
Yes, sir, I have. This may be a bit of a trigger warning stuff, but I'm going to try and make it very palatable. As a young girl, I was molested. 2 years ago, I had to help take care of the person that molested me as he was dying.
No.
And
wow.
Yes, I had to move in. My husband came with me, but there was so much close contact, it was very difficult. And so I prayed, I cried out to God, and I said, I will do this for your honor if you can help me get through it. And he did, and I didn't know what was going to take place afterwards. I thought I would fall apart. But by his grace and mercy, it's drawn me closer to him.
I think you just walked into a situation that would be so many women, especially their worst nightmare, you know, and to walk through that with grace and to not only tolerate being in, you know, the presence of somebody that violated you, but to actually then have to serve them. I'm sure there were times you were like, God, why? Why are you putting this on me?
I just admire not what you've done, but your faithfulness to seek the Lord and ask for his strength to do and to finish the task that he's called you to do, because what you just said is powerful.
Well, thank you, guys. WAY-FM and all of you were great. Part of that, because I listen constantly and utilize the prayer wall.
Well, Carolyn, I'm glad that the prayer wall has been there for you. That's awesome, and I really appreciate you sharing your story, because you never know how that's going to help somebody today. So thank you.
Thanks, Wally. Bye, guys.
Uplifting WAY-FM. This is The Wally Show. And recently, Gavin got asked to do something that Betty and Rock and I could not do, and that was a This or That with Mike Donaghy, formerly of 10th Avenue North. And what was your This or That about, Gavin?
It was, you know, they give you a little passage, and you had to guess whether or not it was a passage from the Bible or a quote from a J.R.R. Tolkien who wrote Lord of the Rings, a passage from that
And
guy.
Let me be clear why Betty Rock and I would not have done well at
Do
this.
Do you have
it's,
to?
It's, yes, it's not because of the Bible, it's because of the Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
We got the Bible wired, but Lord of the Rings, I've never seen one. Rock, have you seen one?
No.
Yeah, exactly. No. Gavin, how many times have
I
you seen them?
I've seen the movies a million times, I've read the books, I've read books about the books and books
That's
of books
why.
About the books.
Because they asked me to do this, and I said, it will be horrible if I do this. And I said, but I have a troll friend who would be perfect for this. And what do they call the little people in Lord of the Rings?
Dwarfs.
Is that a dwarf? Okay,
it is,
so I have
yes.
a dwarf friend because he's shorter than me.
I am not.
And he would be great at this because he loves it. So you take and you work together with Mike Donaghy?
Yes, they give us a little passage and then we try to work our way through it.
Okay, so here's an example of what they went through together on this journey.
A bear almost kills a group of lads. Turns out he was really a man.
There's a story about Elijah or Shah.
And he sings the song about, you know, bring out these bears.
What are you talking about?
Isn't there a song about, like, an Elisha calling? Someone gets made fun of for being bald and he calls out bears?
But he doesn't sing a song about bears, does he?
We don't know that.
I like that. I like the idea.
Do you want to go Bible or Tolkien?
This has to be Tolkien.
Let's go Tolkien.
Yeah, because it turned into a man, so that was definitely a Tolkien
thing. It was a Tolkien one. I was going down a different route because of a song that you had Aaron Schust sing about
years ago.
That story.
And we love this song, which is so funny, but it's just in your consciousness of, there's a song about this, right? And Mike's like, wait, are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. Okay, I want to play the bear song for anyone that hasn't heard it because it's great. But if you want to see this or that.
Yeah, just text the word play to 91979. That's play to 91979.
All right, so here is Aaron Schust doing the song. We challenge him to write a song with some of the tougher stories that don't make the flannelgrams in Sunday school. And this is what he came up with the Elisha story.
Baldy, go away, Baldy. That's what they called me, a prophet of God. Yeah, go away, Baldy. Go away, Baldy. That's what they called me, a prophet of God. Well, we're not gonna take it anymore. No, send your bears. Oh, send your bears. Send them out of the woods and maul all 42 like Elijah do. Lord, send the bears.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. It's Friday, which means we are crammed into the time machine for Flashback Friday. And we have to have someone that's taken us back in time musically to a song that they want to hear. And today that is Libby. How are you, Libby?
Good. How are y'all doing?
Good. Now, I love the name Libby. There used to be an old vegetable. If it's got Libby, Libby, Libby's on the label, you will like it on your table.
Wow, I've never heard that.
Yeah, well, I'm older than you. But I've always liked the name Libby. I think the time machine, if we were going to name the time machine, I'd like to name it Libby.
Wow, like that says a lot.
Yeah, the Libby.
Nice.
Interesting. Were you named after this commercial, Libby?
Well, my real name's Elizabeth, but my grandmother used to sing that song to me.
See? I'm not crazy. I knew
it. It was her grandma.
Well, yeah, I'm probably same age as her grandma. All right, so what song are we going back in time to here, Libby?
Kirk Franklin's I Smile.
Kirk Franklin, I Smile. Betty Rock, what are we setting the time machine to?
2011.
Beep, boop, boop, boop,
the
beep,
year.
Boop,
the year.
Beep.
That Fast and Furious decided it'd be a good time to release number 5.
Boop.
come on.
Yeah, that was a big franchise that I only saw one offshoot of that was the one with The Rock, like something in Hobbs. Calvin and Hobbes? No, that's a cartoon.
I have no idea. But it earned $626 million.
Oh, holy cow.
That's a lot of money.
I wish they'd make a Fast and Furious type show about time machines. That'd be fantastic.
You could be the star.
Well, Libby, why do you want I Smile by Kirk Franklin?
That song always really uplifts me. I've been through some trying times, and I always turn that song on. It just reminds me, you know, God's got me. and I should smile because I've lost my house twice to a flood. Once in 2019, and we rebuilt it and built it up on three blocks. And then I lost my house again in last year.
That's a lot to lose everything twice.
Yes, and I lost my brother-in-law August 21st also in that flood, and I almost lost my son and my wife.
Oh my goodness, that is a lot. And so if this song can remind you of things to be thankful for in the midst of all of that mess, that's definitely a good thing.
Yes, I would just play it. And me and my son, we sing it together because we know God is working.
Well, that is a great reason to play this song. It's Kirk Franklin all the way back to 2011, I Smile, for Libby on Flashback Friday.
Thank you. Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. But clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's all right.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up.
Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and man, I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there, and like, you gotta watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes, and PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Wally, it seems that you are not the only one that is in love with the fall candy favorite, candy corn.
I just walked by. I realized we were out the other day. We were shopping and we were out at home.
Heaven forbid.
I know. I never want to be too far. I don't want to ever be out of arm's length of candy corn in my house. So there's candy corn in the pantry. There's candy corn on the island. There's candy corn in the bathroom. A little disgusting. I get it. But I like to shower and eat candy corn. So that's my favorite time of the year for that.
Well, Michelle Williams, she's best known as one third of the pop group Destiny's Child. She has made her love for candy corn well known to everyone. So much, in fact, that Brock's Candy, you know them.
They're the best candy corn. They do not accept substitutes. There are other candy corns that masquerade as Brock's Candy Corn, and they are not as good.
Well, they reached out to her and they asked her if she would write a jingle for their candy corn.
Oh, I love it.
Here's what she came up with, and I guess it's okay.
Brock's Candy Corn. Brock's Candy Corn.
If you love it like me, just help me sing.
Brock's Candy Corn. Brock's Candy Corn.
Hey, real quick, wasn't Beyonce in Destiny's Child?
Yes.
Oh, that's why we know her.
Michelle Williams.
We don't know Michelle Williams because
she's one third of the Destiny's Child.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying that that's like she did something that was bad. That was really bad.
You think
like,
you could do better?
Yeah, absolutely.
What would your jingle sound like?
It'd be more rock for sure.
Hair
be
metal?
Like, yeah, oh yeah, probably so. And I'd probably work in a little rap in there too. Maybe even bring back some rap rock days. That'd be kind of cool. Yeah! You know, like you'd have to have that in there.
Really? Does it need to be there?
C to the A to the N to the D to the Y. Why? Because we like it. Candy corn, candy corn. Wiggy, 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 wiggy. Candy corn, candy corn. Yeah. I'm working on it.
If you can't tell, Wally already has enough sugar in his system to keep Brock's candy corns going.
Do you ever take the bottom part of the candy corn and bite off part of it and then stick it on your teeth? Or turn it upside down like fangs? Do you ever do that?
Are you 10?
Yeah, yes, I do that when I eat candy corn. So I love it. Maybe when I get back from vacation, I will work on a candy corn jingle and I will send it to Brock's and see what they think of it.
Oh, I just can't wait.
Yes, okay, that's good. I'll work on it.
I'm so eager.
You know what? I will work on it on my vacation even because it's that important
goodness.
To me. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Betty Rock surprised us the other day. She's like, hey, y'all, I just got back from my small group. And we're like, hey, I didn't even know you were doing small group. Good for you. How'd it go?
Thank you for that introduction.
That's what you sounded like.
Yeah.
No. So, yes, I am going to my small group at my church.
Is it a ladies thing or is it like?
No, it's just a whole group thing.
A whole group of people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole church, but you all go together in like different tables and stuff.
Gotcha.
So, anyways, at my table, the topic was about giving and how typically when you mention the word giving in a church format, it's tied to money,
tithing
and all that. But coming to find out that giving doesn't technically have to be about tithing. It can also be about giving of your time and your talents. So we were asked to, if we could think of someone that we thought demonstrated that really well. We had a friend that shared about a friend of hers that is great with her time. Like she's always willing to listen, always willing to take some time out of her day to spend time with you. And she doesn't look at her phone. She's not, you know, looking at anything else. Like you have her full attention.
Right.
Why are you?
Because I was about to look at my phone.
And then with talents, we had another friend that was like, I have this friend that she's just really good at cooking. She enjoys cooking. Mm. And so she loves just cooking for people.
That's my mom's kind of love language. Like we're coming over to pick her up and then go on vacation. And we're only going to be in her house for about 8 hours, you know, before we leave. And she's like, okay, now I'm going to make you this and I'm going to make you this. And tomorrow morning, we're going to have this and this and this. And I always try to tell her, no, don't. But that's how she serves. Like, that's her love language. And that's what she loves to do.
And she, it gives her joy.
And it gives me joy, too, because she makes French puffs like nobody's business. I love it so.
But it got me thinking, you know, I'm sure that this is a thing that a lot of people have seen of how people are very good at giving some of their time as well as things that they're good at. They enjoy giving to others.
Yeah, I'm curious about like kind of creative ways that somebody chooses to serve other people. You know, like you might be great at cooking and you serve in like a soup kitchen and you elevate the food or something like that. Like I'm real curious about that. Kind of those unusual ways that people serve people with their talents. So 855-33-WAY-FM. If it's you, you can tell us about yourself. We won't think it's braggadocious. We will celebrate it as well. Or if it's someone you know, 855-33-WAY-FM. Now, Teresa, is that something that you do yourself or you have found somebody in your life that you're like, man, they really do serve and they give in a way other than money?
Well, actually, it's both. I was raised by a mother who sewed really well, and she taught other 4-H'ers to sew and judged at the state fair. So I, as her daughter, did the same, and making garments and curtains and all kinds of stuff like that. So I am now, I'm a mother of 5, and I am using those talents to teach other people, moms particularly, how to sew and make costumes for a children's theater company.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I like that.
The community that we find within the costume room when we set up our sewing machines and we have children in to try on costumes, and we have amazing conversations. And not all of us are Christians, which is exactly what we're doing. This is a gospel field. As a place to share the love of Christ.
And you know, there's also a biblical metaphor kind of with what you're doing too, about the harvest being ripe and you're sowing you know, seeds there.
Well done.
Different sow, but you're still doing the same work.
That's a great combination, isn't it?
Well, Teresa, I appreciate you being on this show with us today and sharing that. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
We're having this conversation on our Facebook page. Deanna said that she's an HR. She's in HR, and she's volunteered at the Workforce Center helping people fix up their resumes. She said there's a lot of really talented people, but with really bad resumes.
Yeah, and that's your first introduction to somebody, and so it's got to be done in a certain way or you get passed over. And mm-hmm. so I like that she's using her skill set to then help other people. That's a great way of volunteering. It's a great way of serving.
Mm-hmm. And giving back, yeah. Donna said, my mom would go to our local nursing home and sit with the ladies living there. She would write letters for them.
Oh, I love that.
Do their nails, read with them, listen to them.
I love that. Because your hands, the older you get, you know, mm-hmm. you can't write. And especially the older you get, too, there's a lost art of letter writing, you know, because everybody texts now and mm-hmm. stuff. And so the fact that this lady is like, hey, let's write some letters mm-hmm. to like family and stuff, that's awesome.
It is. And then Carrie Ray, she's bragging on her husband. She said he's an incredible gift wrapper.
Nice.
You don't hear that often.
Mm-mm.
And said that he volunteers at their church before to help with Christmas shopping experiences they have for families in need.
You know what? My wife taught me to wrap gifts because she asked for a lot of them. And so just over the 30 years of marriage, I've learned how to wrap really well. And we volunteer during the Christmas season. Our church does a wrapping station at the mall where it's totally free. Anybody can walk up. They're always stunned. They're like, wait, what's the catch? I'm like, there's no catch. We're just going to wrap your presents. And they always want to hand it to the ladies that are there because they they think that they're going to be better, but not the case. I'm a pretty good rapper.
Really?
Although I had to set myself out one time there because I cut myself and I was bleeding. I got a nasty paper cut. And
nobody wants blood on their Christmas.
No, exactly. I had to rewrap one and then I'm like, I'm a mess. I'm going to stop. And then I pass it off to somebody else. Uplifting Way FM. This here is The Wally Show. Every day after the show, we do our podcast, and you can get our podcast for free. And it's where we kind of talk about stuff that we've got going on in our lives or some longer form stuff that we didn't have time to get to on the show and stuff. So it's original content that we haven't covered yet. And it's very easy. And again, it's free.
Yeah. When you text TWS, the letters TWS to 91979, we'll send you a link that will take you straight to the podcast and Aftercast. That's TWS, which stands for The Wally Show, to 91979.
And now every Friday, we do a thing on our podcast called Weekend Plans. And for some reason, this is Betty Rock's favorite moment of the week.
I think it's mainly just because I'm curious or I'm nosy.
Yeah, about
one or the other.
What each of us has going on for the weekend plans. My wife grills me every Friday mm-hmm. when I get home from work. What are they doing? I'm like, just listen to the podcast. It's free. TWS at 91979. full disclosure, though, here's a little bit of weekend plans. And I think what I said might have been a little childish, but I stand by it as funny. Lady Rock, weekend plans.
Tonight, we are celebrating Nick Knack's birthday.
Woo! Oh, okay.
So
I thought you already
we
did.
Are going to go do an escape room.
Nice.
And we're going to go eat Mexican, which
yes.
I'm so excited about.
I would do the escape room first, because the last thing you want to do is eat Mexican, then get trapped in a room.
Great point.
You know what? That's just good advice for you this weekend. If you're making weekend plans right now, follow that advice. You'd be happy you did.
We were trying to get people to want to listen to the podcast. I think that hindered it.
That was a PSA, man. Like that, like you hadn't thought
PSA.
That through. That was a PSA right there. Like someone that hadn't thought that through. Someone right now is going, you know what? That is genius.
That's a valid point.
Exactly. So there you go. It's our podcast, and you can get it for free by just texting the word.
It's not a word. Letters.
Letters.
TWS to 91979. Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.